When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get in
zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free. Get in
zone. And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone. Get in zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
We got a chance to talk to you, so congratulations.
Appreciate it.
What were you expecting to get drafted where you did? I mean, I know the Giants had shown some interest in you, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like when the draft is up and down, you never really know. So I didn't have any expectation. I'm blessed to be drafted.
Did you have like a family around? Were you watching the draft?
I had a family, but I didn't have too many people just in case I didn't get drafted. But I had my immediate family around. My best attribute, I'd say my physicality. I'm physical, I'm versatile. I can play anywhere on in the back end, and my length, my speed, length, and strength.
How much slot did you play for outside of college?
What is it?
What was your slot outside kind of general ratio in college?
I didn't play any slot at all. I just played strictly corner, outside corner.
All the scouting reports mentioned your physicality. Like, obviously, physical football is a physical game, but like, where else does that come from? Like, physicality. Like, what other things did you do? Why is that your mindset?
I guess I wouldn't say I was kind of born with it. Growing up, older cousins, and you kind of getting picked on. You got to be like the kind of the tough dog out of the little family. So, I kind of was born with it. And kind of groomed into it.
Trey, I know it's early in the process. You feel your skill set fits in with what Wink Martindale wants to do?
Sir, can you repeat that?
I know it's early in the process, but do you feel your skill set fits in for what Coach Martindale wants to do?
Oh yes, sir. He likes the speed. He likes to play man and stuff like that. So most definitely.
Do you see yourself a fresh man type corner?
I can see myself playing anywhere in the NFL, any scheme. I think I can fit any scheme.
Thank you. Did you have a relationship with O'Shane?
O'Shane, I went to ODU in junior. I came from a junior college, so I personally didn't get to meet O'Shane, but he most definitely welcomed me in when he came up here today.
Yeah, what did he mean to guys playing at ODU? I mean, not everybody there is primed for the NFL.
Yeah, he meant a lot. I mean, he wasn't there when a lot of people were there, but people kind of look up to him because we don't have a lot of people going into the NFL, a lot of draft picks. So when he comes in, he's most definitely welcome.
Whenever a guy gets drafted like you, not from Power 5 type situation, it was okay, level of competition, can he step it up to the next level? What do you say to that? And, maybe what are some of the best guys you played against that would prove that point?
Can you repeat the question again?
As far as level of competition.
Level of competition.
Everyone always wants to ask a guy like you, why can you make it up at the next level?
I don't look too much into level of competition. I mean, when I face a guy who came from Power 5, I mean, when we hit the NFL, Power 5 or Sun Belt or D2, it doesn't matter. If you get in the NFL, you got the same competition. I mean, Randy Moss, where he went, where he go?
Marshall.
Yeah, he went to Marshall. I mean, it's greats everywhere, so level of competition isn't too much of a difference.
How much did that JUCO mentality carry with you to where you are now?
JUCO mentality is more so like eat or starve, so it's kind of the same thing here. It's kind of eat or starve.
I didn't
play a lot of special teams in my at ODU, but at JUCO I played special teams around. I played punt, kickoff return, pretty much a little bit of everything.
I would think that's something that you probably would embrace the opportunity. I know you want to play in defense, of course, but obviously a guy coming in as a rookie is going to have to try.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to earn my trust on special teams, and I'm looking forward to taking that role.
What was your pre-draft contact with the Giants? Like, did you have a meeting with them at the combine or any of the
just
all-star
games? The top 30 visit. Yes, sir.
Is there somebody in particular, I know you want to be your own man, but is there somebody in particular at the NFL who you try to model your game after, somebody who you really admire?
I'm on my game after a little bit of everybody. I've been told, kind of, if they give me a comparison, I'll go look into it, but Jalen Ramsey, Patrick Surtain, Jimmy Smith, like, people kind of got my size and my traits, so.
And what about their style of play? Does that match kind of what you try to do?
Yeah, they all come down the tackle. I don't think none of them are scared, neither.
Does anyone call you Larry?
Nah, nobody called me Larry. I kind of been called Trey since I was born.
What's it like coming in with Deontay? Like, have you guys, playing the same position? You guys been bonding already, I'm sure?
No, yeah, he a cool person. We kind of got a mutual friend, so it was kind of more so, it's easier to talk to somebody with a mutual friend. He a good guy.
Who's the mutual friend?
Yeah, he's mutual. He goes to Old Dominion, Terry Jones. He's from Baltimore also, and yeah.
What was it like coming in here today?
It's a blessing. I mean, it's kind of all hitting me that I'm in the NFL now and I'm walking through the facility kind of being one of the guys, so it's most definitely a blessing.
You mentioned the top 30 visit. What's stuck out about that and specifically the Giants?
The Giants, I mean, like, everybody kind of bonded. Like, you could see, like, from the coaches to the staff, it's just like everybody kind of just have a good relationship with each other, and that's kind of something I really pride myself in, and just, like, being able to ask somebody and, like, being able to look somebody outside of a coach, like, treating somebody like family, I guess.
Not every cornerback wants to get to the line and make tackles and things like that. I know that's something they say you can do. What separates you as a cornerback in that regard?
Repeat that again?
As far as, coming up to the line, making tackles, you know what I mean? You know, being involved in the run game, things like that.
I mean, like you kind of just said it, every corner don't want to tackle. I feel like that's something I do pride myself in, being an overall football player, from covering in to making tackles. Basically, the versatility about it.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.